Tom Brokaw wrote a book called The Greatest Generation. And though I'm not always 100% in agreement with what Tom Brokaw says, I am in agreement with the thesis of that book, that this truly was one of the great generations that our nation has ever known. This was a generation whose mindset was not, what have you done for me lately, but what can I do for you? This was a generation that did not know instant gratification, but said, we're going to work, to use the words of Churchill, expend blood, sweat, and tears in order to see what we can attain and we can achieve. This was the generation that understood that if anything good was to happen, that they had to be a part of the process. Now, if there was anything that was wrong with this generation, if there was anything wrong, it's how they raised their children. And I'm one of those children. And I'm part of the next generation that's called the Boomer Generation. The Boomer Generation was born between 1946 and 1964. The Boomer Generation is the largest generation in America's history. 76 million kids were born during those years. What the builders did with their boomer kids, the builders had attained. They had gotten to a point of really making it in this world. But you know how they made it? They made it by sacrifice, and they made it by waiting, and they made it by seeing that it would take time to attain. But for whatever reason, they wanted their kids to have it immediately. And so they gave everything to their kids. And so instead of delayed gratification, instead of working for what you want, a generation grew up with instant gratification as their theme. And this generation has been truly understood by marketers. Marketers that have said, have it your way. You deserve a break today. Look out for number one. Go for all the gusto you can get. That's an old beer commercial for those of you who don't remember that one. The boomers learned instant gratification. And so our nation began to shift from people who were selfless to people who were selfish, self-centered, and narcissistic. Along comes another generation, most of the time called Gen X, but because I've got a little alliteration here going, I'll call them the Busters. The Busters. The Busters were born between 1965 and 1976. Many Gen X studies take them all into the 80s, but I'm going to call it 1976 because that's the time that there was a population bust. That was the time when the number of live births declined precipitously. From 1965 to 1976, we saw a dramatic decline in the number of live births. Why? Well, by 1965, 18 states were, for all practical purposes, allowing abortion. By 1973, with Roe v. Wade, it was legalized by court action across the land. Why? Because of the widespread availability of contraceptives.